Vermont's Progressive Party is taking a wait-and-see approach on whether to endorse Democratic gubernatorial candidate Christine Hultquist. Party Chair Anthony Polina says the progressives want to see how Hultquist addresses some of the top issues facing the state during her campaign. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
At a recent meeting, the Progressive Party formally endorsed two Democratic statewide candidates, Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman and Auditor Doug Hoffer. But they decided not to endorse Democratic gubernatorial candidate Christine Hultquist at this time. Progressive Chairman Anthony Polina says the party needs to learn more about Hultquist's stand on a number of issues, including a Vermont-based single-payer health care system.
It's not as if we shut the door to supporting her, and I think it's pretty clear that progressives are not going to get behind Phil Scott. We know that, and a lot of progressives, I'm sure, are going to get involved in Christine's campaign and will be supporting her. It's just a question of whether the party itself will take a unified stand and endorse her later on in the campaign.
Cameron Russell is the campaign manager for Christine Hultquist. He says winning the endorsement of the progressives is a key part of their campaign strategy.
We would love to have the progressive endorsement. The main thing, I think, from our point of view is that, you know, we're focused on unity and on winning in November. And we recognize that, you know, the Progressive Party and their membership is definitely a part of that.
Russell says Hultquist supports a Medicare for All healthcare model and that there are different ways to achieve this goal.
We shouldn't get lost in, you know, in the skirmishes of, are we going to do it this way? Are we going to do it that way? You know, are we only going to do it as Vermont? You know, I think we're all on the same page that, you know, healthcare as it's happening now isn't working.
Mac Dickinson is a political science professor at Middlebury College. He says getting the progressive endorsement could be an asset for the Hultquist campaign.
I think nothing prevents progressives from voting for her in the general election, but clearly an endorsement will be, you know, an added bonus, and it comes with some additional perks with the progressive network working on her behalf officially.
But Dickinson says the endorsement could turn into a liability if Hultquist ends up embracing most of the progressive agenda.
She has to keep her eye on the prize. So, yes, it'd be nice to have the progressives behind you, but I don't think at a cost of potentially alienating that more moderate voting pool that did not show up for the primaries but will show up for the general election.
Hultquist has just picked up a labor endorsement. The Vermont NEA, the state's teachers union, says it's backing her because, quote, she will forge a better path for schools, communities, and children. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.